on May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm Wildcat Authority Senior Editor Jason Scheer, and it is day 457 of the quarantine. No, it's not, but it feels like that, especially when you have two girls who just had their school canceled for the rest of the year. Looking at the calendar, it's pretty stressful, but making the best of it. And tonight, Tuesday night, it appears that the best of it, at least in the sports world, included a viewing of the Christian Dawkins documentary, The Scheme, on HBO. And I previously have screened it. I got to see it before tonight, and I provided some thoughts on Wildcat Authority.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
About overall just some impressions, but I figure now that everyone has seen it, I would kind of go on a little bit of a rant. I tend to do that on Twitter, but I can only do it in so many characters, so why not do a podcast? I'm quarantined, I'm angry, and, you know, might as well kind of flow with the podcast viewpoint. So I warned people before their viewing that you had guys in the national media, John Wilner, Pat Ford, Dan Wetzel, numerous other guys who basically made it out to be like this documentary was all about the situation with the coaches and taking the money and how it all happened, etc., and about the audio and how the audio would be damning to college basketball coaches and all that. Plenty of national writers that have echoed my feelings that overall the documentary is A, not what you thought it would be, and B, boring. I mean, it's not a good documentary. Like, you're not watching it for 2 hours to go, man, that may not have been what I expected, but it's really well done. I guess if the goal is to make the FBI not look great and for the whole thing to look like entrapment, I guess they do a good job of that. But this isn't about the coaches. I mean, it's a five-minute segment of audio with Will Wade and Sean Miller, if that. There's no smoking gun. You know, the guys like John Wilner said, I don't know if he's going to ever be able to coach a game again. What? Like, the biggest PR hit Arizona took was during the whole fake DeAndre Ayton thing. You know, Arizona defended Sean Miller. Sean Miller held a press conference. They didn't fire Sean Miller then. Why are they going to fire Sean Miller because of a documentary with 2 minutes of audio in the middle of a pandemic? and not only, I'm not just saying it, middle of the pandemic took hundreds of millions of dollars away from schools. So now you want them to fire Sean Miller when they have even less money than they did before. And guess what? They still can't do cause. Cause isn't happening because of something that the school already know happens to be shown illegally on HBO. Like, the national reaction to this lame documentary has been dumbfounded. I mean, look, I could probably rant for a while, but I kind of want to go piece by piece. It's, to me at least, it's pretty obvious that the goal of the documentary is to paint Christian Dawkins as some sympathetic figure and to make the FBI look dumb. I do think it is successful, as I mentioned, in making the FBI look dumb. The problem with making Christian Dawkins look a sympathetic person is that it makes him look dumb at times as well. As USA Today writer Dan Wolkin tweeted, the first hour is basically saying, hey, Christian, how could you not understand what was going on? Like, it was pretty obvious that something was amiss, and Christian Dawkins never picked up on it. It was pretty obvious that he was being played, and he never picked up on it. And it's like, dude, like, you're not coming out of this documentary looking smarter. You don't look any better coming out of this than you did before. Was the whole thing a waste of time? Sure. But that doesn't mean that you're some genius that got caught up in the system. You know, that's not how you're coming off in this. And for the college coaches, it's like, look, you can tell who was protected in this. Like, from my viewpoint, from my perspective, Haney, Dawkins' lawyer, like, you can't convince me that that guy wasn't the one putting up the money. Just like I said, for the documentary at least, just like I said from the beginning, that it was so obvious that Haney is Dan Wetzel's source, to the point where Dan Wetzel's in the documentary. Like, Dan Wetzel should have been wearing a t-shirt that says, Haney's my source, I'm the guy that gets the leaks, Haney's the one giving it to me, my name is Dan Wetzel. Like, it's the same damn thing. I mean, it's so obvious who's trying to do what in this documentary. And I will give it to Haney, because at least he, while not a great lawyer, is better than Book Richardson's lawyer, Craig Murdoch, who's just a complete moron at his job. Now, am I going to sit here and tell you that I'm a better lawyer? No. Could I have done worse than Craig Murdoch? No, I couldn't have. I mean, he, by far, when you look at all the cases, there's a reason why Book went to jail, and that's because Craig Murdoch is a terrible lawyer. Just like there's a reason why Christian Dawkins didn't take a deal, and it's so he could get a book deal, he could come out with this documentary, and he could try to turn it into making money. He's trying to profit off the case. It's not because he feels that he's, you know, horrified. He could have taken a deal, maybe skipped jail, gone to jail for a year, you know, light jail, whatever. He's not being thrown in jail for 100 years or whatever stupid number that was thrown around. He could have easily taken a deal and all that, and I'm sure it's going to go down with I'm not snitching. But meanwhile, the guy is on HBO snitching. I mean, that's what he's doing. When he says, oh, Sean was talking about money, whether or not that's true, is irrelevant to this right here. That's stitching. I mean, that's what it is. So spare me the whole, I didn't take a deal because I wasn't going to turn on anyone. Meanwhile, the guys on HBO, while audio gets taped, saying, oh, this guy did this. Oh, it's obvious Will Wade, he's a gangster. He's doing this money. And come on, man. Like, that's, what's the difference? You know, don't try to go on your podium and your high horse when meanwhile it's contradictory to everything you said leading up to the case and during it after, etc. It's just silly, and it is fooling some people, but I think generally speaking, it's not fooling a lot of people. And so there's just, for me, at the end of the day, there's not a lot there. And there's some things that are just straight up made up, you know, and Christian Dawkins is saying that Sean Miller called him on the phone and the FBI is banging in on September 25th. I can tell you for a fact, and I'm not the only one that has tweeted this tonight, that phone call never happened. Sean Miller was not on that phone call. Sean Miller didn't call Christian Dawkins on September 25th when the FBI was replicating the phone or whatever it is. That did not happen. So why did he say that? Well, it makes for good TV. And you know Dan Wetzel's not going to check it. And you know that Pat Ford's not going to check it. You know, and me, I'm an Arizona writer. So if I tell you it, it's going to have less of an impact as Pat Ford and these guys that like to think that they're holier than thou and, you know, the top writers in the world and all that crap. All right. So it's that call is made up. It's for entertainment purposes. And it's not just me tweeting that. You could go on Twitter. There's other people that have tweeted the same thing. That phone call did not happen. These dudes literally made up a phone call for entertainment purposes on HBO. And I mentioned before that there's coaches that were taken care of. How does Rick Pitino make it through a 2-hour documentary without getting mentioned? How does Brian Bowen make it through a 2-hour documentary with barely a mention? You know, how does these other assistants make it through the documentary? How does Andy Miller, the NBA agent, the guy that was in charge, or not in charge, but so heavily involved with all of this, there's no phone call from him? There's no mention of him in this entire documentary? That's not a coincidence. That's not a thing of, oh, but we only have 2 hours, we can't fit this in. No. There are guys in this thing that are being protected. And I don't know why. It could be a financial payoff situation. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on that. But whenever you have a documentary that's supposed to be so hard-hitting, blah, 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 and guys that are so obvious should be mentioned and they aren't mentioned, there's a reason for that. So it's, you know, it's not an interesting documentary. I mean, I'm sure I'm sounding like I'm whining or a hater and all that, but it's not. Like, it wasn't a very good documentary. And it's kind of weird. I was telling someone when I saw it, it's kind of weird that HBO bid for it, because I'm not sure who else would have bid for it. Netflix, maybe? But it's not going to be some moneymaker. The timing of it is horrible, because 24 hours from now, as much as guys like Wetzel and Haney and Ford and Wilner want to be talking about it, it's not going to be talked about, because there's just bigger things going on in the world. So, you know, the whole idea from the beginning of coaches' heads rolling. I mean, remember, Yahoo wrote an article that literally said the NCAA tournament may not go on because so many schools would be in trouble. Think about how stupid that is. It's even dumber looking back on it now. The NCAA tournament, it took a pandemic to stop the NCAA tournament, and even then they tried to get the thing. And these dudes wrote that it wouldn't happen because so many schools are cheaters, and all these coaches are going to be in jail and suspended and blah, 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 blah. And what happens is you have these reporters. They're all in now. They can't. They could say, like Schlaubach could say, man, there is no DeAndre Ayton tape. There is no proof of it. Christian Dawkins says it doesn't exist. His lawyer says it doesn't exist. Pat Condellis, the guy that did the documentary, said it doesn't exist. The only person that thinks it exists is Mark Schlaubach and the ESPN guys that have to back him. And with Schlaubach specifically, he's not on Twitter because he's suspended. ESPN has supported him. He's not on Twitter because Arizona fans are mean. That's literally why. And you are mean, and I give you respect for that, as long as it's not death threats or anything. I know you guys are mean. I'm mean, so I understand it completely. My wife is furious and fierce, so she's giving me a dirty look right now just because I said that. And so I get that. But he can't go and say, like, what happens if he comes out tomorrow and goes, there was no DeAndre Ayton phone call? Well, now you're sued. Now you're fired. Now you're embarrassed. So you're better off just going on. And so Pat Ford and Dan Wetzel, these writers, Wilner, they're all in. They can't back up. So what happened is months ago, year ago, they said Sean Miller's coached his last game in college basketball. Well, 40 games later, he hasn't coached his last game in college basketball. So now the documentary comes out. This is the end of Sean Miller. He's coached his last. No, man, you said that a year ago, and you were wrong, and you're wrong today, too. And if you're not wrong, I'll tell you right now, it's an excuse by Arizona. Because there's no indications that they're getting ready to fire Miller. There's no booster support for firing Miller. They stood by Miller when it was much worse. So if somehow Arizona were to make a coaching change, it would shock everybody involved. It would be against booster wishes and all that. I don't even think Arizona makes a statement. And it's because it's gone in 24 hours. The news cycle these days is less than 24 hours with everything going on in the world. But these reporters are so far into this that they can't remove their head from their own rear ends. That's how deep they are. Like, come on, man. Watch the documentary, the 2 minutes each of audio, if that, and tell me, what are you firing? Now, do I think it is worse for Will Wade than it is for Miller? Absolutely. But the difference is that audio, the quotes, the transcriptions was already released by Yahoo, and LSU didn't do anything about it. Will Wade wouldn't even meet with his own boss, and LSU didn't fire him. So why would a voice on an HBO documentary change things? Like, come on. Like, it's just the extent that people will exaggerate stories and try to make things out to be the destruction of college athletics as we know it, the extent that they'll go just for it to happen, just to be right on a point, is irresponsible and it's lazy. We get it. You want to line your pockets. I get it. You know, having a story, it's important. Blah, 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 blah. I get it. But for you to go and lie and all that crap in order to do it, give me a break. You know, it's like find a better topic. And who's going to be the next coach? I don't know. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that without college basketball, they're going to have to come up with something. Because this thing, until the notice of allegations is released, and that'll be a whole nother ordeal. The notice of allegations will be released. This guy will never coach again. That guy will never coach again. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's ridiculous. The whole thing to me, it's exhausting. Like, move on. So that's just kind of where I sit on the whole topic. Kind of wanted to rant a little bit moving on. You know, it's look, I think I've said this too much, but there's a lot of other things going on in the world. There's a lot of sports where people are trying to come up with solutions and all that. People are trying to figure out with, you know, players, should they get eligibility and all that stuff. Come on. Like, you're not firing a coach right now. There's a reason why the coaching carousel isn't what it was in years past. And it's just shout out to all the writers who are all in with this whole thing. And I know the argument would be that I'm all in and all that. But let me be very clear. If I believe that Sean Miller paid DeAndre Ayton, why would I have put my entire career on the line? I'm in the boat where if I'm wrong in my position, I'm screwed because I went all in. And I had guys on the network. I had national guys. I had people, local writers from Boise, Idaho, tell me, dude, Jason, what are you doing? Like, why are you defending this guy? And I have said it very consistently, where if I didn't believe, or sorry, if I believe that Sean Miller made that payment, I wouldn't defend him for a second. Because what good, what value would that have for me? Like, I got a family I got to support. I got, you know, I got standards as well. It wouldn't do any good for me to defend these guys. All right? With that being said, I knew within 24 hours or so that Schlaubach tape didn't exist. I know for right now telling you that September 25th phone call is BS. But hell, man, it made for some bomb TV. The FBI is coming in my door. El Chapo, blah, blah, blah. Sean Miller's on the phone. What? What a coincidence. Yeah, man, it's a coincidence because it never happened. It's dumb. But with that being said, it's hopefully, you know, the discussion about the documentary will be quick because I'm tired. I'm tired of talking about it. Like, I really am. I was on radio, great radio show in Alabama today, and they were very cordial and all that, but it's annoying. It's annoying talking about the whole thing over and over again. And I think that Arizona, in a way, wants the notice of allegations to come out just so they don't have to deal with the negative recruiting and they can say, okay, this is what's on the table and all that. So with that being said, I hope everybody stays safe. Sorry, my little, you know, it just felt like getting a little rant in. Sometimes you got to rant. You know, I can't rant in front of the kids. My three dogs started fighting during the podcast. Everyone's just on edge right now. So I appreciate you for joining me. Thanks for listening. If you are not a member of Wildcat Authority, there's a 75% off sale going on right now. It's going on for the next few days. Please take advantage of it. I know times are tough. That's why we're kind of giving a great deal. Trying to make it as cheap as possible. 75% off annual, which is a great deal. And I appreciate you for joining me. We're going to have another podcast later this week where I talk about Zeke. He declared for the NBA, talking about his potential and what type of player he will be in the NBA, in my opinion. But once again, I thank you for joining me. Stay safe, everybody. Stay inside. Look, if you got to listen to my podcast 5-10 times just to do something to do, you know, have something to do when you're inside, so be it. You know, it's just... it's for America. It's for the world listening to this podcast. That's 18 minutes that you just stayed inside your house. Hopefully you're not, you know, listening to it on the beach. But with that being said, I appreciate you for joining me. Bear down, stay safe, and see you again later this week.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.